out like a gentleman. Oh, yes, hello.
We're going to sex.
I'm a bad bitch!
I need to get drunk. This is fucking horseshit.
Goodbye to the people who love me.
Something about you, girl.
If you're not suffering, you're not learning.
That's it, bro.
Suffering means everything.
Do me a favor. Take a knife, stab yourself in it.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, November is going to be a motherfucker, dude.
Oh, dude.
Well, Tim, I'm so glad that we went super religious first. Yes. Now it's time to get dirty.
Yes.
Before we do that, I need to read something to the people.
Read to the people.
So we're not at 4,000 listens. We're actually at 4,200.
Hey.
Let me read the new countries that have listened to our shit. I might have said these before, but I wanted to correct myself. Sip your goddamn dew. I'm trying to thank the countries. Guernsey, which is part of the UK, Portugal, Panama, Jamaica, El Salvador, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
We're international, baby.
Ghana.
Ghana.
SOS. Okay. Costa Rica. Albania.
Goddamn.
Kuwait.
Hey.
Nicaragua. Guatemala. Hey, I was there once. Shout out to my Guatemala people who got me fucked up on rum and we listened to Sepultura. A la verga. Jordan. Paraguay. Trinidad and Tobago. And the Czech Republic.
Look at us being all freaking worldly and stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
For listening. That means the world to us.
Yes. You know, we do this as kind of dumb fun, where Eric and I can just kind of freaking be stupid, watch these dumb music videos, and just laugh.
We're getting really good at being dumb.
We're getting very good at being dumb. Almost frighteningly good at being dumb.
It's going to go on the LinkedIn. What are your skills?
Professional dumb.
Dumb. I'm 4 years in dumb, baby. Check this shit out. Within moments of Tim finishing his fucking religious odyssey,
yes.
I found a death metal cover of Sunseed. Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is my friend.
So this is a ska death metal version mixed by a fellow named Andy Rayfeld. Let's fucking go. Automatically way better.
Yes.
Same dancing with the socks.
Jesus.
Everybody still same costume, same smiles. It sounds like fucking Entombed. Wolverine Blues, let's go. Oh. They kept the synth. That's the fucking best part. This is great.
10 out of 10.
What if they kept the same vocals, but kept the guitar? That would have been even better.
I think we got some work to do.
I think we do. That dude looks fucking depressed.
Oh, synth solo instead of a bass solo.
My God, the riffs.
The guitar is actually really fucking good.
Let's go, Andy. Halftime.
I wish I had longer hair. I'd fucking windmill right now.
Yeah.
10 out of 10. Let's go.
Fucking 20 out of 10.
Let's go.
If all Christian songs were like this, I'm in. What do we got to do?
Like a Nathan... Miss Qureshi could learn something from this.
I like how this dude turned into like Nathan Explosion overnight.
It's kind of metal. You're just leaving dead bodies of your former employees all over the place? Yeah, that's metal. So corpses all over the place is metal. Yeah.
That's terrific, Sal. Thank you.
That
very
was
much.
Fucking great.
That's terrific, Tom. Thank you very much.
Exciting music plays. I'm exciting music.
Look at my face. This is the face of excitement music.
Look at me. I am excitement. Embodied.
I'm the body excited. Just starts like shivering.
What is this?
So, now, it's time to get spooky in this motherfucker. This guy is named Ryan Lopez. From my research, he was part of a group called Mindless Behavior. Are you familiar?
I know Mindless Self-Indulgence. Does that count?
No.
Oh.
But they're good. So, my man did a 7-minute spooky song called Glow Sky Friends.
Oh, I'm scared.
Get your crucifix.
Oh, boy.
This is like Paranormal Activity level shit.
Oh, good. Nightmare fuel.
Yeah. Good. You ready?
Good. You're going to have to hold me while I sleep tonight.
Embrace me.
Yay.
Look at that couch cover.
That's at their grandma's house. What's weird is the couple that's making out, they have the same grandma. I like your hair. I like your leggings. Cowboy boots.
You starting to get beside yourself. Shit, I've been beside myself. And since I don't care, have an attitude for all I care, this confidence ain't all that's left. I've been on out. I've been on out.
I like my man on the far right. That looks like me if I could actually grow a beard.
He's kind of like the dude who does the voice of Olaf.
Josh Gad?
Yeah. Look at that handshake. You want to learn that shit with me?
I'm not coordinated for that shit.
Oh, psychedelia.
I don't have the cholesterol for that.
Tim, fall into the couch cover vortex.
Kaleidoscope. He found that at like a Dollar General and he's like, what if we put the camera into the kaleidoscope?
Bro, you're like gonna be in the couch. You will become couch.
Blur motions. Oh shit. Oh god, he's got like 16 arms.
The auto tune is like going in sync with like the couch and the flower pants.
The kaleidoscope shit is weird.
Oh shit.
Sense.
Candle. Spooky.
Urn.
Bibble. Look at the bibble, dude.
Look, you even put religious stuff on here too. Good job, Eric.
You like that? Synergy.
Synergy.
Let's call ghosts on my ghost phone. What up,
hello, Casper?
What up, daddies? Why you...
That's you, bro?
Why you so dead and shit?
Nah, hang up the motherfucking phone.
I want to talk to that dead ass motherfucker.
Hang up the motherfucking phone. That bitch got my money. I ain't trying to hear that she did.
Back
she got my money.
Back into the portal, dude. We're traversing.
This is like a Tool video.
I've been on
Dick.
Texting.
What the fuck?
Oh, okay. All right. Oh.
Flower pants disrupt reality.
Flower pants causes a temporal distortion.
Yo, you thought you was looking at the pants? Nah, chandelier now. Candles.
They said those who stare at the flower pants stare into the eyes of God. What the fuck is... What is this?
Pop and lock in the four dimensions. All four of them at once. Let's go, Tim. Let's fuck it.
Hot. I was gonna say, ain't nobody told you to stop? Yeah, that's right, you wiggle, baby. What is happening in this music video? He just died.
He's just dead. He just collapsed on the couch.
Make it dead. Even though I could see him fucking breathing.
The pop lock ghost left his body, dude.
Does it say an alien about to erupt his stomach? Oh shit.
Reanimated. I'm not done. I got more shit to do. Hit my gun hand.
What is this? What is my life?
Are you scared?
Yes, I need to go pray. I need Jesus.
You better get two Mormons.
The candle is moving.
You need the power of two Mormons.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes right now, right, Tim.
I'll close my eyes. And when are you supposed to open them?
Feel now.
Okay. How am I supposed to know when to open them back up? If I'm closing my eyes. Is he going to give me a prompt?
No, you're just going to feel something slightly wet on your ear.
Oh, shit.
That may or may not be me.
All right. Oh, I open my eyes on kaleidoscope again. We very heavily rely on the kaleidoscope effect in this video. Look at all the star shapes. Oh, that's like a mandala.
You thought it was mandala. It's actually my mama house.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Her armoire and shit. That's the China. The Temptation collection off of QVC.
You're not as good as me, China. Nike. Lady Gaga run Polaroid.
I'm really...
The fuck you know about photographs?
When I first heard this, I was like, Tim's gonna like it immediately because it's basically like Jaden Smith's goth phase yet to happen.
That's actually pretty appropriate. Except for he's not rolling around in the streets of Japan like a fucking hobo.
No, he's rolling on that couch.
You know... At least the couch has got the plastic covering on it, you know.
Get up in that Corinthian plastic.
We don't want any dead people ruining the fucking couch.
I want that ghost phone. Like, pick it up and they're like, yo, what up?
What's Let me dead? Talk to fucking Michael Keaton in White Noise. What's up?
What's dead? You don't say what's good, you say what's dead out
what's
there.
What's dead?
What's dead out there? Tim, what's up?
Wow. Another one.
That you were like, I'm going to try to get Eric upset by playing shitty raps.
Oh, God.
It's funny you should mention that.
I was going to say, is this Avatar? Because if it's Avatar, I'm fucking leaving.
No. I'm going to introduce you to a lady named...
Is that Amy?
I pronounce it as Amy Bibabby.
Bibabby. Oh, God.
Have you seen this yet?
No.
So she has a song called Chin Up High.
There are reaction videos, which does not make me very confident that this is going to be a good song.
She's got 600,000 views 2 months ago, and it's an official video clip. Not a video, it's a clip.
I don't know if my body's ready for this, but go. Give it to me. Let it wash on me. Gun! Obviously fake money.
Think I'm dumb, I can't.
Man, Iggy Azalea is really falling off.
Tim, what's wrong?
I'm ready to rip my TV right off the fucking wall.
Just like that.
I'm ready to just tear it down.
Bring it right back.
I need to purify this in the refreshing waters of Lake Minnetonka.
This is why I love this show, because Tim will like fucking like give you like a 5-course meal, and it's like, guess what I found? Some bullshit. And it's right back to square one.
Oh, God. So,
talk to me.
Who the fuck is this bitch, and why the fuck should I care?
It's Amy Bibabi, dude.
And who the fuck is that?
She's the rapper with several speech impediments at once.
I thought Iggy Azalea was bad. This bitch is worse. This bitch makes Iggy Azalea look like fucking Eminem.
Let's just call her Iggy Dandelion. You think I'm ugly? I don't care. You think I'm stupid? What? Other things. Twerking.
Oh my God.
I like the one old dude on the corner when the video started. And he's like, man, why are you putting the camera on, man? I got kids and shit. Don't fucking. I'm just trying to get high, man. Don't do that shit, man. They don't.
I can't even understand what you're saying. Hot video effects.
You can't hurt me, only God. I'm bulletproof. Watch, let me shoot myself. Oh, fuck, I'm dead. Call me on the ghost phone.
Is an actual lyric in this motherfucking song.
The key to the Gadung files is escalation, everybody.
You know, we always said that Gadung was that zero, that B note, that brown note, the one that makes you shit your pants.
It's evolved.
What I meant by the B note was not
It's almost like you have somebody who's like trying to play trumpet, but they have like a stutter. Stuttering trumpet. That's what we're going to call this lady.
Oh my God, dude. And I can't even understand anything she's saying.
My dude in the middle is nodded off.
Right?
And he looks like that dude when I was in the hotel trying to watch bad hotel TV. And he was the guy who was doing that fucking drag race betting show. My name's Jimmy the Boss. You want to go out there and do 500? Let's do that shit. Blah. That's him right there. Getting fucked up.
Well, and then you got George Clinton there at the end.
Yeah, my guy, he used to be a college professor.
He's just trying to get this white bitch drunk. He's like, there's two keys to either this. Either I fuck this white bitch, or I fucking give her so much goddamn alcohol that she passes the fuck out and I don't have to listen to her ass anymore.
He looks at everybody in the room, he's like, yo, I'm fucking somebody. Do with that what you will. And so then one lady's like, she don't even pay attention. She's like, buh, 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 I have a gun. That's not even your gun.
Somebody getting this dick tonight.
She's like, what? And all of a sudden, everybody's gone. And it's just dreadlocks and dick in her face. That's a nice.
The actual dick has dreadlocks around
it. Yo! Pube locks? Like the motherfucking predator and shit? That's a night on the town with Amy Bababy. Take that, Mormons. You can't handle pube locks. Fuck that.
You know, we should send this video to Janelle Qureshi. See how she feels about this.
Hell nah.
She'd die. What is she saying? What is she saying there? Fuck them all, fuck them, bye? Is she saying, like, bye, as in, like, bye-bye, as in farewell? Is that what she's saying?
Auf Wiedersehen?
Auf Wiedersehen?
I like how her shirt is, like, the side of, like, a Chinese food container.
Thank you.
But in China.
Can I put a fucking, like a receipt that says, please return immediately over that shirt? It's going to take me like 5 hours to get through this fucking music video.
You know what? I'm going to twerk like it's the last day on my earth too, because I'm going to choke to death.
I'm hoping if I hit myself in the head with my remote enough, it just knocks me unconscious.
Can I just say that she spelled scum wrong? She put a B, like if it was a crumb. That's not how you spell scum, everybody. Words is important. School is important.
Words is important. Words is important,
everybody. School are good.
I is educated.
This is what happens if you don't go to school. Cut. See that, children?
I is school.
You better read about that motherfucking Little Red Riding Hood.
Me are educate.
Me are is book. Is you is?
It's like that scene in The Office where Kevin's trying to minimize the amount of words he's saying to save time. Sea world. I don't know if you're saying you want to see the world or go to Sea World. Oh my god. There's still a full minute left of this shit, Eric. I don't know if I have the strength, bro.
We just witnessed a drug deal live on camera. It can't get any worse unless somebody gets shot.
Why are you saying it can't get any worse? Why are you saying that?
Hey, I'm trying to prepare you.
You're saying it can't get any worse.
I mean, it could. It probably will hit it.
I can't understand you.
Hey, Tim. Look into my eyes.
I can't. I'm currently having a fucking stroke.
Ha ha ha.
I need you to look up if she's American. Because my phone's dead.
But
like, what, she can't be American. It fades out. She can't be American.
No.
She cannot be
American. Her name's fucking Amy Bababy. What are you, nuts?
I don't know if I want to get this back.
Give me that goddamn remote.
I don't know if I... We need to go back to Jesus.
Give me that money. Jesus can't help you now. So check it out. Backstory, okay?
You're gonna fucking kill me. Yes, go ahead.
I found a Reddit.
Uh-huh.
A Reddit, I think it is r/, like, worst music. Just, like, super simple, but, like, it's, like, tucked away. And then that's how I found Amy Bababy
on this. Oh my god, dude.
On this Reddit thread. But,
whew,
there was somebody who kept commenting this single video. And, like, the moderator, or the person who ran the thread, finally commented back and said, yeah, I'm blocking you because none of us care about your shitty music. Stop spamming us with your bad music. And I'm like, I have to click on this one. So, the guy who posted this song, and I went through, he would post it every fucking day.
Oh, my God.
They'd be like, yeah, this song.
That's dedication.
This song sucks, right? It's his song. So his name is Lil Photon. I found his YouTube page.
Oh, no.
He has 35 songs, I think. Around 35 songs, 30 subscribers. So he has more videos than subscribers.
Oh, no.
The number might be different, but Lil Photon might be the one.
Oh, it's not even coming up when you're searching for it.
36 subscribers.
Oh, no.
He just put out a Halloween song?
Yep, he sure did.
All right, so we're going to listen to Two Little Photons. Good news is, his songs are like 2 minutes tops. So I'm not going to kill you.
You still might.
Perfect. This is the one I wanted you to hear.
Perfect.
This is the one he kept reposting. Look, it has 140 views in three weeks ago.
Captain Sour 69.
You are not ready.
God, just play it already. All right, we got the metronome down. That's good.
I just want to say, within 35 seconds, Little Photon lost his train of thought. Yo, suck my dick, suck it.
You literally have a metronome keeping time for you during the song. And you can't follow it.
I'm sorry for coughing, but he loses his train of thought and he's like, oh, suck dick, suck it. When I heard that, I paused it. I'm like, this is the one for Timmy. This is my gift to you.
So, what is the point? It's like Ryan. You might as well have played me fucking his dumb ass. What is the point of having something keep time for you during the song? If you're just gonna fucking, I'm just gonna fucking spout bullshit and it's just fucking stupid. Even that was keeping time with that. How the fuck can't you keep time on a metronome that's in the same song?
I want to let you in on a little secret.
Yes.
There are people who got really famous by fucking around. So imagine the thousands and thousands of people trying to do the exact same thing. Turn on the beat. Just go for it. Post it.
So is this supposed to be like grime?
I think.
Well, it's not good grime. Anyway, 35 seconds in.
It's fucking Vic Grimes.
It's fucking
Vic Grimes. Throw his ass off a scaffold.
Who the fuck is this now?
That's Captain Sour 69.
The love for the what? What are these lyrics? They scream lions. Who the fuck is Larry?
We're living like, really living like Larry, dog.
Who the fuck is Larry?
We're living like Larry.
Who the fuck is Larry?
CM Punk's dog?
Am I dead? Is this purgatory?
Yeah, Rayan took us. We're in the ghost phone now, brother.
Huh?
My dick's okay.
So did this guy...
Gummy bear.
Did this guy listen to too much grime and Tom York? And he's like, so Tom York gets popular by, you know, he has like these little ad-libs and like freaking pulling doors where he's like, this you don't come back from. Like, and he thought that, like, that was cool. But then, like, all of a sudden he's just like, swordfish. And I had fucking lobster and your mom and a broom and, like...
Tim, we're living like Larry.
Who the fuck is Larry? These are just, like, the dude just randomly had a stroke and just started writing words. Just a chain of words that didn't mean anything. No context, nothing tying them together. Just fucking words. He's like, fucking drumstick and fucking magazine and fucking movie, book, phone, soda can. Like, what the fuck is happening? And you're going to subject me to another one.
It's Halloween themed.
Oh my god.
I didn't know about this. This came out today. I was at work. And now I'm here. So much has changed. Little Photon, Trick or Treat. 12 views.
Another one where he has a clap beat now.
What? What? Tim's grabbing a can.
Trick or treat.
Hold on. That's good, right? Let me pause it. Do it again. No.
Trick or treat.
Wait, do it again.
Trick or treat.
Hot. 100 views.
Am I watching a Salad Fingers video? On the rusty spoons.
Timmy. Ghost noises in the background.
I think I left him in the oven, but he loved.
I should make a cock.
Do we run into fucking... Do we run into one of the pikeys?
I fucking hate pikeys.
Do for me, ma.
Petawinkle Bluebacks. It's for me, ma.
For me, ma.
And ma. Oi, look at the size here.
So does he, like, just shove his mouth full of bullshit and then, like, just fucking...
Like, there's nothing. I got nothing.
I got Trick or Treat.
At least the last song was like, my dick's so cute. Living like Larry. This ain't shit.
I got Trick or Treat. The rest of it was... You know what it reminded me of? Have you ever seen Frisky Dingo before?
Yes.
Do you know Killface's son?
Yes.
Where he doesn't really say anything. He's just like, that's him. No way. Shut up. All right, this is how we end the episode. Go.
Dude, what's up? Dude,
tell
the
Look, it's Austin Powers' son whose mom was pregnant and then got pile driven through a table.
He changed locations. Wow, he wants to praise you like Fat Boy Slim. That's a line. Why is he so far? He's rapping about Norman Cook? Is from the 19th century?
He doesn't even know where he is. He can't even walk straight.
He's still wearing a school uniform. I almost hit the fence with my elbow. Higher level. Fucking, you're right. This is a higher level right here, my brother. If you're not working hard,
I'm sorry, dude. I hate to say it this way.
If you're not working hard, you fall down and shit.
He's got to have some kind of mental handicap. Has to.
I don't know. But like he knows how to work the laptop and record.
I mean, I just don't.
Do you think a family member is just like put him in front of the mic and just go?
I feel like Robert De Niro. In literally anything, when he's like gobstruck and he's like, that's how I feel right now.
I think Lil Photon just became my favorite.
Hear the bass? I just want to say goodbye. Goodbye to the people who hated on me. I just want to punch a TV right now. I'm sorry, you just had it fixed, but...
Yeah, before you get...
Don't you want to kill yourself? Right,
this is not a fucking airport. You don't have to announce your departure.
Audacity to report somebody making fun of your video.
Listen, you got 3 extra views out of those videos. No, I'm sorry, 4. Like, you should be thankful for that.
Look at him. I just want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, he cries a lot.
Throw punch this guy. Filipino rat.
Punch. I have also been hit by Filipino, and by that Filipino in particular, and you don't want that smoke.
Look at him.
I mean, at least he doesn't have to act because he probably is this sad.
Like, I just can't.
It's the, like, the motion towards his heart that, like, it's like, me. Me.
You made it sound too masculine. We're putting this out.
All
right. Look at him staring at what? Your phone?
His phone not doing anything. Because that's his views on
fan.
Look at
him! Look at! Oh my god.
Look at that hot two-step.
Like, two-step.
That's like a 1.5 step, technically.
I'm just saying that he's never actually seen someone two-step.
Almost done.
What is with the cap in his hoodie?
A cap?
Like, come on, dude.
Why is his hoodie, like, I don't know.
I mean, wherever you live is beautiful.
Yeah, but I mean, dude. Seriously?
Goodbye. This is why auto-tune should be illegal.
What's wrong?
Like, you should only be allowed to use auto-tune if you have, like, a special auto-tune certification.
Do you not know who he is?
No.
I don't want to.
No.
Why? I mean, obviously I'm not going to know because he keeps saying goodbye to me.
And, like, why is he on top of a, like, I don't know, like a brick or something like that? And then holding a pole? A flag pole or something?
I thought it was a golf course.
Oh, was it?
That's what I thought.
It doesn't look like it.
It's almost like he's trying to emulate Mount Everest.
And look at his next video.
No, I don't want to.
Me too. Done.
The dye job was bad enough. I don't need to see that again.